Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 119 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here with us today. We'll be wrapping up the book of Esther by reading chapters 7 through 10. We'll be starting the book of Job, chapter 1, reading Psalm 119 and Proverb number 26. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Esther, chapter 7, but be sure to read the rest on your own. If you're in need of the Bible Year reading plan, click the link that's in the show notes, and you'll be brought to a page where you could print or download it. If you're enjoying this Bible in a Year podcast, I ask you to consider maybe hitting like or subscribe on your listening platform of choice, as that does help the podcast get seen in search results for others who are looking for this type of material. If you do me that kindness, I am most appreciative. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Esther chapter 7. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. The king said to Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, "What is your petition, Queen Esther?" "It shall be granted to you." "What is your request?" "Even to half of the kingdom it shall be performed." Then Esther the queen answered, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for male and female slaves, I would have held my peace, although the adversary could not have compensated for the king's loss." Then King Xerxes said to Esther the queen, "Who is he, and where is he, who dared presume in his heart to do so?" Esther said, "An adversary and an enemy, even this wicked Haman." Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. The king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the palace of the banquet of wine, and Haman had fallen on the couch where Esther was. Then the king said, "Will he even assault the queen in front of me in my house?" As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Then Harbona, one of the eunuchs who were with the king, said, "Behold the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman has made for Mordecai, who spoke good for the king, is standing at Haman's house." The king said, "Hang him on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath was pacified. Gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for this time together in your word. Send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these ancient words that we might gain understanding and see how we ought to apply these truths to our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things. And all of the listeners of this podcast said, Amen. Well, friends, as we had mentioned yesterday, the book of Esther is a relatively short book. And it's unique in that it does not mention the name God or Lord or Yahweh or anything else in the book. Some have argued that perhaps that is a reason to exclude it from the canon, but as you have seen throughout the reading of Esther as a whole, you see how God is working in the background. And that is the theme, that God is working in the background for us. And we see that in the total reversal of fortune here. If you remember, Haman and Mordecai didn't get along because Mordecai was a Jew and wouldn't pay respect to Haman as an officer in the king's court. He wouldn't bend the knee to Haman. And because of that, Haman hated him. And not only did he want to kill Mordecai, but he said, "Let's just go ahead and kill all of the Jewish people." So he cast a lot called a pur, P-U-R, and it fell on a certain date. And he said, "That's what's going to be done on this date." And as you trace this story from that point onward to where we are today, we see that everything came back on Haman. God had placed Esther in the courts of the king as wife to the king for a reason. And she had wisdom, and she had wisdom to circumvent this disaster. And what Esther does is pretty amazing. She creates this banquet and invites the king and Haman to it to honor Haman as if he is a distinguished guest. And when they came together for this feast, the king said, "You know what? I need to hear what it is you wanted for me to do for you, and I will grant it to you, even up to half of my kingdom." And it's at this point that she points the finger at Haman as the one who has doomed her and her people. And the king is furious, and the gallows or the pole that Haman had erected to kill Mordecai on, the king says, "Kill him on it, impale him, or hang him," this translation says, "on the gallows." And ironically, on this date, there is an edict made at the hand of Mordecai, because the king gave the signet ring to him now and put him in the place of honor, just like kind of how Joseph was in the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis in his reversal of fortune. He gives the signet ring to Mordecai, and Mordecai writes the edict that overrules the one that Haman had wanted. And now the Jews are given the authority to defend themselves and take care of their enemies. And they do that. They kill their enemies so that they might be preserved. Even Haman's sons are killed in retribution. And the date that was earmarked to be the date that the Jews would be completely eradicated turns around and is refashioned into a time of celebration when the Jews were saved, thanks to God's working behind the scenes. Through the likes of Mordecai, Queen Esther, King Xerxes, and others along the way. So again, take comfort in knowing that God is working behind the scenes for you. You might not understand everything that you have gone through or are going through. You might be even going through a trial of some sort. But know that God is standing with you and can take any circumstance and use it to build you up, to purify you, to make you stronger, so that you might do the things he has called you to do in your life that only you uniquely can do, so that you might glorify God and help establish his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. So friends, have a very wonderful rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow. Maybe invite a friend to come join us, share a link, and tell them we would love to have you join us the following day. God bless.